Hello and welcome to The Voice of Apache, a podcast in which we discuss all things related to the Apache Software Foundation. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I'm speaking with Lenny Primack, who is a committer and PMC member on the Apache Shiro project. Shiro?
Shiro is correct.
All right. So Shiro's been around for almost 14 years now, started in 2010, but it existed before that as a project called JSecurity. And so it's been around for quite a long time. Today, Lenny's going to talk a little bit about what the project does, but also the recent releases. So thank you for your time.
Yes, as Rich said, Shiro's been around for a long time. And the way I came to Shiro is as a user. I used to have a consulting business, which it was just me consulting for other companies. And I had one client, which basically took up all of my time. They were at the time a great client, and I just wanted to do the best for them as I could. And they needed security for their project. And there's lots of security solutions back then. This was in 2010 timeframe.
Okay.
But in 2010 timeframe, there were a lot less security solutions, and with the security solutions that are there, were tremendously hard to use. Actually, not much has changed since then. A lot of security solutions today are very hard to use. I tried security solutions that are hosted, that are not hosted, that are internal, that are libraries, different types of solutions. And what struck me about Shiro was that it has one initialization file, which is like a properties file. And everything about the Shiro installation for your application is basically understandable in a one-page properties file. And I'm like, this is easy. I can just specify all my pages with all my permissions and all my roles in one file, and it works perfectly. So that's what brought me to the Shiro project. And I'm, as a user, I started using it, and it had its teething problems, and had to solve some problems on my own. And I wrote a plugin for Shiro that adapted it to the application that we had with my client. And but what that did is made it just perfect. I could forget about security, not in that global sense, but in like a local sense where I don't have to think about it with every line of code. I don't have to think about, oh, how is this secured? How's that secured? Because that one file, I could just look at it. It's like, oh yeah, these are my permissions. If I need to change it, I just change one line in the file and nothing else would break, which was perfect. Fast forward a few years, and I became more successful in my primary career, which is a private jet pilot. So now,
oh, really? Okay.
I'm actually IT or software is not my primary career anymore. I'm now a private jet pilot. However, as being a private jet pilot is, don't tell anybody, it's not really a full-time job. I have many extra hours that I could spend on things. So what happened was I started thinking about donating back to the community just for my own satisfaction, really, because I felt like for this client, I wrote a lot of infrastructure code, and you know, I kept the IP for all of that.
Yeah.
I wrote it as open source basically, and the IP was all mine, and it was under Apache license, which is a fantastic thing about Apache is that you write things with Apache license, and it's basically free to use. You know, as far as IP, I could just take it and move it anywhere else I wanted. So that was very important to me when I started that project. You know, your stuff is yours, your proprietary stuff that you want for your customers, but all the tooling and all the open source stuff stays open source, which is, again, great thing about Apache and Apache license and open source in general. That's just all the free stuff that people get is quite amazing.
Yeah.
So now I'm basically working for my own satisfaction, unsubsidized by anybody. Just, you know, I'm donating, truly donating my own time to Apache, and I wanted to basically get the stack to work. And for that to happen, the Jakarta EE module, which was the open source one that I was working on for this long time, it was a very big missing piece in Shiro, because it would integrate with Spring, it would integrate with plain web servlets, and it would integrate with, but it wouldn't integrate with Jakarta EE. So because all my projects that I've ever worked on were really Jakarta EE, and I'm a big fan of Jakarta EE for many reasons, I was able to, that was it for the past about 2 years, I was able to incorporate the Jakarta EE module into Shiro 2.0. And the bigger piece of this is to be able to release Apache 2.0 from, I think it's been 10 years in the making, that release. And finally, we released that. And I was, there's a couple of things that I wanted to do as part of my donation. One is I wanted to make it sustainable, work on latest versions of Java, use the latest versions of dependencies, because before, what would happen was when the dependency was updating, all the tests would fail. But now, every time dependencies are, I basically fixed up all the tests, you know, get it to work, software maintenance stuff. So now, whenever something new comes up, Dependabot issues a PR, you click on the PR, you merge it, and 99% of the time, the tests pass. So it's on a good track. We can release it basically anytime we want now, as opposed to waiting. The documentation, I updated documentation, because it's not just about code, but documentation. And I hope that my contribution jump-started more development from other people, and there's many, many contributors. I think there is a little bit more momentum behind Shiro now, that we get contributions from on a lot more consistent basis. And they're because the software is in a good track, we can merge them pretty consistently and pretty quickly.
So that 2.0 version came out in February, late February. From the user perspective, what are they going to have to do to migrate to it? And what are they getting out of that?
So what's new is the Jakarta EE module, first and foremost. So if you have Jakarta EE, if you look at the Jakarta EE documentation, and which really means anything from, if you have a servlet, it's also Jakarta EE, part of Jakarta EE. So if you look at that section, you could just use that module, and the configuration pretty much goes away, code configuration. Okay. Because if you don't use Jakarta EE module, what you would have to do is create sections in your web.xml or some kind of other configuration. So with the Jakarta EE module, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is have that shiro.ini, which basically, that's your security description of your application. You don't have to have anything else. So that's good. We're supporting Spring Boot 3 and Spring 6. That's been a big update. We're working with latest Java releases with no issues. And there are some new APIs, some deprecated APIs, just like any other software. Lots of bug fixes, obviously. Works with your Java module system. It doesn't, the 1.0 release did not work with the Java module system. So latest version of Java. OSGI, a lot of that stuff has been fixed up from just long-standing issues.
What's your experience with people upgrading? Are people moving to two, or are they sticking with the one version?
People are moving to two. The biggest issue that we've had moving to two was the Jakarta namespace.
Okay.
Jira 2 supports both Jakarta, both Java X namespace and Jakarta namespace. However, in order to do Jakarta namespace, you have to follow the documentation pretty closely. And people just go 2.0 and 2.0 without looking at documentation, and they have problems. We have a plan with 3.0 to go completely Jakarta and no JavaX namespace on 3. But the timing of that is uncertain because a lot of people are still on JavaX namespace and they need the support for JavaX namespace. That has been the main problem. Most issues we've been receiving are for that. And just, I mean, the suggestion is if you want to upgrade to 2.0, just look at the documentation and see. And it's basically, it's very simple. You just have to import a BOM file in Maven or the equivalent in Gradle. But without it, it's going to be more difficult. I really appreciate the whole foundation as a whole, and the license, and the governance and all of that stuff, which kind of let me in. It's because of that governance model, and because of the community, frankly, I was able to do a lot of contribution, not just to Shiro, but to Maven, and to other Apache projects.
If folks want to get involved in Shiro, what sort of opportunities are there for getting involved? What aspects of the project are looking for new contributors?
We're always looking for new contributors. We just had a PR that was merged by Boris. Thank you, Boris. He fixed a long-standing bug, and it was a simple bug. It was a two-line fix, and you know, the PR was merged within like a couple of days. So it's really easy to contribute to Shiro. It's not difficult at all. Just, you know, you have to have a GitHub account. That's it. What we're looking for help, and if anybody from Spring Team is listening, there is an issue with a help wanted label. Those are very fantastic. If you see a help wanted label, feel free to contribute there. We have an issue with Spring 3 that it puts out some warnings, and I'm not a Spring expert, and I don't think any of the people, any of the maintainers, to be honest, are Spring experts, and we can't figure out how to remove those warnings. And those are the type of warnings that are going to go to errors in future versions of Spring. So we would love somebody to come into Shiro and fix and see if they can, some a Spring expert or anybody who used Spring enough and ran into this kind of error, just to it's some kind of a dependency injection error, and it's just the beans are not supposed to be, and we don't know what that any of that means. So if anybody wants to come in and help us, we would love that help.
Thank you so much for taking this time to talk about Shiro.
Thank you very much, and I'm here. I'm now part of the team that maintains Shiro, and I'm probably going to be doing that for the next 10 years. It's fun. It's just fun doing that, and it's fun to contribute. And I'm in a privileged position that I have extra time to devote to this. And I'm trying to use most of that time.